أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أتعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا والله هو السميع العليم. قل يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم غير الحق ولا تتبعوا أهواء قوم قد ضلوا من قبل وَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا وَضَلُّوا عَن سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayats number 76 and 77 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the truth, the reality, the exact position of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and that of his mother, Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do you worship, leaving out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you worship gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. Such gods that do not have the ability of loss or gain. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very, very fundamental aspect of who the ma'bud is, who the object of worship is. That when we believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the very fundamental belief is that all power belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole originator of the entire creation. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else is creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. And hence, when all power belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then all power of loss and gain is also only in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when a person worships anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this case, reference is being made to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, that even if he be a chosen Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even the fact that his birth was miraculous, his ascension to the sky was miraculous, Allah ta'ala had afforded him many miraculous events and incidents, all of that is because of the Qudrat and the power of Allah. He himself has no power but the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if anyone worships anything, anyone besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, that object of worship is not going to be able to benefit him by way of reward. There's going to be no loss, there's going to be no harm, there's going to be absolutely no good. Wallahu huwa as-sami'u al-alim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is as-sami'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing. That when we cry unto Allah Rabbul Izzat, we make dua to Allah Rabbul, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears. Leave only hearing al-alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the cry of our hearts. That whatever is in our hearts, it has never come onto our tongues. We have never spoken about it. There is a desire that also is known only to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and hence only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say to the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, both the Yahud and the Nasara, لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. Do not over excessively exaggerate in matters of your deen, غير الحق, without any right. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making particular reference to both the Yahud and the Nasara. We spoke about the aspect of Nubuwat. Undoubtedly, Nubuwwat is a great rank that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has afforded the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. They are the chosen slaves, servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and there is no one that has any right to object over Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's choice of any Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah has accorded them the highest form of anyone that Allah could have given to any human, but together with all of that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addresses them that the Yahud, they would say that Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu was salam is the son of Allah Ta'ala. That is now an exaggeration. That is now an excess, and they are becoming excessive insofar as their belief in the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is concerned. And the same would be for the Nasara, that they had made Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam on the one hand the son of Allah Ta'ala, on the other hand a portion of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and all of that they had ascribed, all of that is excess. They have now over exaggerated, over emphasized that position and rank that Allah Ta'ala had afforded to the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. Secondly, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ قَدْ ضَلُّوا, and do not follow the desires of a community who has already deviated. That the people before you, they have already deviated insofar as their belief is concerned. Do not follow them. Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya. In our case, Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, قَدْ ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلِ, that from before already they had deviated. وَأَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا, and second is, they've deviated others also. They themselves are lost, and now they became a source of loss for others. وَظَلُّوا عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ, and they have deviated from the straight path, the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So insofar as our aqidah, insofar as our beliefs are concerned, insofar as our practices are concerned, we will believe that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to believe. And again, insofar as our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is concerned, he is the best of the creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But then again, we cannot ascribe or attribute any qualities of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Otherwise, that will be regarded as excess. We are now becoming excessive insofar as our belief with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.